Greetings and welcome to the podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University, Catholic Cardinal Reflections. This is a regular podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks of the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is His Excellency Thomas Daly, Auxiliary Bishop of the Diocese of San Jose. It is the Mass of Confirmation. The readings are from the fourth Sunday of Easter, Cycle B.
Prior to being the Auxiliary Bishop for the Diocese of San Jose, I served as the president and I taught a senior theology class at Marin Catholic. For some reason, being elevated to the role of bishop in the church in the minds of former students is this mistaken belief that I can get them into any college possible through a letter of recommendation. The bishops of California and Nevada, Utah, and Hawaii were in Rome recently. We were at what's called the ad limina visit, where every 5 to 8 years, the bishops of a region of the United States, in this particular case, give a report on the affairs of state of the church. When I returned, there was an email from the younger brother of a student who was waitlisted at Notre Dame, and he was hoping that I would write a letter of recommendation, again, with that belief that somehow he would be able to be in. Those of you here as students or those of you finishing, preparing for graduate school, know that when you applied here, you were able to identify and display or explain yourself through essays and those letters of recommendation, presenting your best side, whether it was true or not. And yet, an admissions committee may have rejected you, or someone close to you, someone who perhaps they thought wasn't a good fit. In many ways, those readings, words from the first reading, the rejected candidate may very well have been that cornerstone had he or she been given a chance at another school. And even the most competent admission team has only a limited vision of that student. The gospel suggests that Jesus had the capacity to see quality where others saw nothing of consequence. And in our gospel this night, the good shepherd says of himself, "I know my own and my own know me." He saw more deeply than others saw. Think back to another passage from the gospels where the poor widow puts 2 small coins into the temple treasury. Most would not even have paid any attention to her. But Jesus not only noticed the woman, he called her over, his disciples over, and used her as an example, praising her as someone who gave all that she had. She was, in many ways, an image of the Good Shepherd, laying down, in this case, her life for someone else. Another occasion in the Gospels where the disciples tried to block the children from coming to see Jesus. In the eyes of the disciples, the young had nothing to offer, but Jesus reprimands them and insists that they come and see him. And again, using what seemingly is unexpected, the rejected cornerstone, and stone becomes, in fact, the cornerstone. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter into it. Jesus knew full well that the stone that was prone to be rejected was often the keystone. In our gospel passage tonight, Jesus speaks, of course, of this good shepherd. And he gives 3 characteristics of the good shepherd. The first is the shepherd shares and cares so much for the flock that he is willing to risk his life to protect them. Secondly, he knows each of the sheep well by name. And thirdly, he cares about all of them, even those who go astray. At Mass, each time we gather in prayer, we are reminded of those words that he gave his life for us. Each time we hear the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," it shows the extent of Jesus' sacrifice, his love for each other. And he has done this willingly. His death was not something that happened to him. It is something he did for us. He knows us. Now, to the stranger, sheep may all look alike, but not to the shepherd. And those of you who are in the college and graduate years or young adults in the workplace, you know the temptation it is that continues well into adulthood, the pressure to fit in, sometimes hiding what is inside each and every one of us. But Jesus knows us better than we own do, and in his love for us, he challenges to be the best. And finally, he gathers the scattered flock. At some point in your life, you may have already done so, or you may do so in the near future, you may drift. And that is one of the beauties of our prayers. We talk about all who seek you with a sincere heart, and all those whose faith is known to you alone. You see, when he gathers the scattered flock, those who have drifted, those who strayed, those searching, he reminds us that none of us is beyond his love. He gives us the grace to bring us back if we are willing to come. Where the flock is, there the good shepherd will be also. We're challenged to trust him, to follow him. And sometimes following the Lord can be frightening. We don't know where he's taking us or what he might ask of us. Sometimes we have the storms of temptation, the deserts of loneliness, but if we are faithful and committed, he will always bring us through them. We are to have faith, perhaps an imperfect faith, a searching faith, but a faith strengthened by prayer and the sacraments, especially the gifts of the Holy Spirit that our confirmandi will be receiving, and those of us here tonight who have already been confirmed. Look throughout the gospel, and in the four gospels, there were very few specific intentions that Jesus told us to pray for. That makes it all the more significant that he did tell us to pray for those who will help him. In Matthew's gospel, the harvest is rich, the laborers are few. Beg the harvest master to send laborers. Each of us, by virtue of our baptism, has a vocation to holiness, but within the faithful, there are those men and women he has called to do great things in his name. Turning over our ordinary personalities, perhaps our limitations, our lack of confidence, and trusting that he is there always for us. For those to be confirmed tonight, you will receive the Holy Spirit in a dramatic and a very special way to help each of you see as Jesus sees. A Christian is someone who sees life as Jesus does, someone who goes beyond the surface, who knows that in the deep of one's heart, we have far more in common than we do our differences. The question for you to be confirmed, as well as all young people discerning their future, is to ask the Lord for his guidance. Perhaps begin the day with a simple prayer. Lord, I give this day to you. Help me to know what to do with my life. The gifts of wisdom and understanding, knowledge and counsel, piety, fortitude, fear the Lord, are given to you when you need them most. Receive them, embrace them, and you will have the gift of peace, the peace that the world does not know.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist, Albert Tommaso, and percussionist, Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time. God bless you.